One other, have you ever heard of any other terms, any other expressions for bastard? You know, like illegitimate child or something like that?
Well, some of which is pretty much the same thing. Which is really, in a way, it's a correct word. A bitch is a whore. That's just another word. She's just like a she dog, and she's just a whore. And a son is her offspring. And that's not. I know it's a rough term. The fighting words to call anybody that was a bastard is. Fighting words too, but there are a lot of them that are bastards, and especially among these blacks. I don't think very few of these blacks ever take trouble to get married, and you'd be surprised. Didn't make any difference to them. And they come around here and apply for loans, and I talk to them. How much family you got? And I say, well, I've got six children. I said, what does your husband do? I doesn't have a husband. And I said, well, where is he? Well, he ran off and left me. Of course, they're telling a damn lie. He never had one to begin with. And they'll say, well, how you support him? Well, I draw his welfare. And that's when they put out that old stuff, I said, well, you don't need a loan. You're getting along well as it is. If they're that kind, there's not much moral back, not too much moral back of the deal.
Some other terms that have to do with family relationships. Say if your brother had a son, that son would be your
nephew.
And if your mother had a sister, that would be your
aunt.
What about a child who's, say, both of his parents have died? What would you call
it? Orphan.
What about the adult that's appointed to look after him?
It could be a step parent if he's married. It'd be possible to be a step parent, or most likely you'd call him a guardian.
Sure. Say if your house were full of people like your cousins and your aunts and your uncles and people like that, you'd say the house is full of your
kinfolks.
Kinfolks.
Yeah. Relatives of kinfolks.
Or say somebody who comes into town like me that nobody's ever seen before, you'd say he's a
stranger?
Well, what about somebody who comes from another country? You call him a
foreigner.
Now, would you ever call anybody a foreigner, even though he's not necessarily from another country?
I wouldn't. However, these Mexicans around here, you never know where they're from and where they're not from, and chances are they're very likely all from Mexico. These Mexicans are a pain in the neck, too. The truth's not in them. The biggest bunch of liars I ever saw.
Right.
Oh gosh, yeah, they won't tell you the truth. And they're kind of cagey. You have to kind of watch what you're doing with them. They'll tell you they've been living. You say, how long have you lived here? We lived here so many years, and they may not have either. They may just moved in here. And you go looking for some Mexican. After hours, you try to find him. You ask some of those other Mexicans where he go. You don't know say. In other words, they don't understand what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And they'll pass the buck.